Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
If you want to borrow money in Ireland, it's almost as if we live in two very different countries.
Well, my daughter had her junior cert coming up. I wanted to buy her a present and also buy her school book she needed.
There's the Ireland where you borrow at just a few basis points above the 0.25% rate set by the European Central Bank. And then there's the Ireland where there are money lenders who are entitled to charge up to 287%. The difference between the two Irelands is rarely understood by those borrowing from money lenders.
Everybody's strapped for cash around Christmas time, so you think, oh my God, this is great.
Before the recession, the total value of loans made by moneylenders was around 90 million euro, and 90% of their borrowers back then fell into difficulties keeping up on their repayments. Now there's 200 million euro in outstanding loans to moneylenders, and 25% of borrowers are in difficulty. Only when you get in difficulty with a moneylender, you don't just have to fend off letters and phone calls.
If you haven't got it, he'll come back again and again and again. Doesn't take no for an answer. If you say, well, I haven't got it this week, can you come back next week? He'll say, no, I'll be back tomorrow and have it. I'll be here at such and such a time. Be here, you know that way.
These interviews that I conducted with customers of moneylenders have been revoiced by actors because the individuals feared repercussions from their moneylenders.
If I haven't got his money, I would hide on him.
You'd hide?
I'd go away for a day, stay somewhere. But you see, he'll keep coming back, so you can't actually hide in him either, you know what I mean? He'll just keep coming back.
Have you ever not been able to make a payment?
Once only.
What happened then?
He came back. He said, I'll be back. And I had it, I borrowed it. I would not just miss. I couldn't miss.
Where did you borrow it from?
A neighbour.
And before...
Because I couldn't sleep the night before. I was in bits.
You were in bits?
Over 25 euro, yeah. I couldn't sleep. I was worried sick.
It's important to say that money lenders are providing a service that banks and credit unions won't provide to upwards of 360,000 people. It's not just the banks who are failing those turning to money lenders. The lawmakers and the regulators continue to turn a blind eye to the rates being charged too. Elsewhere in Europe, a 21% cap has been introduced, where here the average APR on these loans is 125%. But for nearly 20 years, no government has sought to bring this industry to heel and address the social devastation left in its wake.
What is your income?
Altogether, it's 280, but 40 of it gets stopped from my rent automatically every week. So that leaves me with 240, and then 135 of that goes on loans, and that leaves me with 105.
105 euros a week is what you have.
Mm-hmm.
How many kids do you have?
Three.